Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, on to a conspiracy theory here. That I actually believe and buy into. Now, Matthew Stafford just spoke in Allen Park, and Jeff Rieger, I believe, was on hand for it all.
Oh, so we should have some troll answers.
No, not troll answer. Rieger does a fantastic job.
No, he does, but he asks some great troll questions
sometimes.
No, they're
not troll questions. He asks the tough questions, okay? And Matthew Stafford was, you know, asked, why is it important for him to return this season, even if it's later in the year? And of course, you know, Stafford simply said, you know, he wants to be out there with his teammates. They work so hard year round to get out there for these 16 games. He was also asked, what does Stafford say to people that think he shouldn't play again this season? And he, of course, goes, you know, I need to be out there. You know, I'm the leader. You know, suppose. Okay. He also was asked about why he can't play through his back injury this year, but was allowed to play through his back injury last year. And upon getting the question, you actually see Stafford kind of smirk and smile a little bit. And it does kind of seem like he has something more to say, but he's not really saying it. Okay. Now, I've been of the belief that Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia and the Lions organization are using Matthew Stafford as a pawn. A pawn to convince Martha Ford that they should be allowed for a third season under Matt Patricia, who's a hashtag defensive genius, only his defense is the worst in the entire NFL. I'm curious to know how fans feel about this, like Lions fans. You look at this situation. The Lions aren't giving us any answers. Adam Schefter has the report out there that, you know what, the back injury, it was an injury that happened last year. It lingered into this year. That was part of the reason he missed time during training camp, and he re-aggravated it and almost missed that game against the Chiefs, right? The Lions have said, no, it's different injury. Stafford continues to say, different injury. If he has a fractured bones in his back, how is sitting out a couple of weeks going to heal that or get him to the point where maybe he's allowed to go back out there on the field? No. It behooved Matt Patricia last year to win as many games as humanly possible, right? To try and make an impression.
It still might behoove him.
It doesn't behoove him.
It might.
To win as many games as possible this year because they need an out. They know even if Stafford's out there, they weren't going to win a lot of games. But if Stafford isn't, you know, able to even make these games close, you have that built-in excuse to go to Martha Ford and say, hey, Martha, look, you know, we got to bring Matty Patty back for a third season. I mean, he didn't have a quarterback.
Because Matty Staffy was injured.
Yeah. How can you potentially win games out there, you know? I feel like Matthew Stafford is being used as this pawn, as an excuse. Like, last year, the doctors were probably saying, hey, Staff, you probably shouldn't go out there. Like, we can't advise you. Mm-hmm. It's good for you. But physically, yes, if you want to play, you can play. I think this year, the same thing is being said. The doctors are going, look, we advise you to not go out there. You know the difference? Matt Patricia is simply saying, we don't think it's a good idea for you to be out there. We're not going to allow you to play through it, even though we could.
I understand your conspiracy, and I'm not dismissing it out of hand. And the phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. You know me. If I think something you said is stupid, I'll say it.
Of course.
Stupid.
You keep me in line.
Stupid.
And I keep you in line.
Yeah, I don't think that's that stupid at all.
Stupid barometer, 1 to 10. What do we got?
Although, Adam Schefter would have to be in on the conspiracy because he's the one that sent out the report last weekend that it could be more serious of an injury than before, could be a six-week injury, and that did immediately say he's no longer practicing, all of that. Maybe they looked at a different MRI or looked at a closer, a slightly different injury, slightly more severe. Although I do not dismiss the fine line. Like, if they... say, for instance, 3 weeks from now, if things have gone differently and they were in the playoff race, I bet they would find a way to get him on the field. I do. Now, as it gets further and further away from even the remotest of possibilities, I do think at some point they're going to announce, okay, he's done for the year. But
well, that's the thing. Just do it now.
Well,
what's the point?
Well, what's the point either way?
Well, be done with it. I mean, if it's fractures in the back, clearly it's not okay for him to play the rest of this season. So what would have potentially changed, say, 3 weeks from now if they were able to throw him out there? It wouldn't be healed. It's not like he's getting surgery.
Perception,
or somehow
I'm sure he likes the perception that he's trying to gut through it. And he, believe me,
that we is all know a big, that, though.
That is a
we
big part of his persona. He doesn't want to be perceived as pulling the chute halfway through the year.
But Lions fans, we know how tough he is. That's never been a discussion. Stafford's a tough son of a bitch.
I agree, but you know he's also could be stubborn in that regard.
All right, the phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Am I out of my mind here? Am I reading a little bit too much into this? I think Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia are using Stafford as a pawn to secure the third season for Matt Patricia and another draft for Bob Quinn to get Matt Patricia players.
To add to your conspiracy.
No difference, I don't think, outside of just Matt Patricia is putting him out there last year, and Matt Patricia this year is simply saying, no, we're going to be more cautious. We're not going to allow you to do that. What's the difference?
There's a difference.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.